it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And he is back in the burg in a big way with his new book, Hurdleisms, and just to be back in Pittsburgh. Clint, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. I went to the Pens game last night. I saw Aaron Rodgers and the offensive line. Brett Kiesel was there. They're all wearing Penguin jerseys. And I used to love how when you were managing the Pirates, your guys would come to games and vice versa. So it was kind of special. And then see Sidney Crosby become the all-time scoring leader for the organization. It was a great night.
Well, there's not much better than Penguins hockey, is there? And to represent, to share that, you know, the love and the understanding of how hard sport can be and how appreciative we are, the fan base. You know, anytime our players, myself, we get a chance to watch a Steelers game, watch a Penguin game, we moved on it.
And you have moved around the country, obviously, most recently with Colorado. You didn't mean it to be a full-time job, right? you kind of got drafted.
I left my house on April 8th. I mean, yeah, the April 8th for a two-city road trip to Fresno and Spokane. I got back last night, 6.5 months on a road trip.
Oh, my gosh.
It started as a hitting coach for a month in Colorado, and then I moved to bench coach, overseeing the hitting program. Then I had my right shoulder replaced on the 30th of September, so I had to stay a couple more weeks for the rehab and recovery, and now finally home for 2 days, and we're going back to the Berg. We're going to see the Pens on Friday night. We're going to have the book launch at the Heinz History Center on Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. And then Carl and I are going to the Steelers game Sunday night.
That's a hot ticket. You must know somebody.
I made a couple friends while I was there. I was fortunate. People still kind of hold a spot for me every now and then.
Well, as you know, right before kickoff, over the years, they have a tradition where we throw it down to some celebrities. And I remember you and Andrew McCutchen waving the terrible towel at a game right before kickoff. That was fun.
That was fun. It was a memorable experience. I don't think there's anybody in Pittsburgh that's got a better smile than Andrew McCutchen. And to see him walk out, you know, just to watch him, watch the way the city's embraced him over the years, you know, that was probably at one of the high points there. I think it was a 2013 season after that where Kutch had won a lot of awards. The team finally busted a lot of streaks that were going in the wrong way. The fans were so appreciative of seeing him. So hopefully we'll watch a big Steelers win against the Packers on Sunday night.
Andrew McCutchen coming back to the Pirates organization. And as you pointed out with you, you guys took us to 3 straight playoffs. You saw this team, this city support the team and some magic in those years. And then after that, in spite of everything that goes on in your life, and you wear your life very open, and we appreciate that, and you've created this book of things that you've said over the years that have helped change people's lives.
Well, I've been fortunate in that ironic kind of way that I've learned a lot of lessons the hard way. And there's a bunch of them in the book, Hurdleisms, that happened in Pittsburgh. And all I'm trying to do is share some experience, some strength, and some hope for somebody out there that may be in a hard spot. They feel lonely. They feel isolated. They're anxious. I've walked through it all, and I'm very transparent in the book. I've failed at 2 marriages. I'm recovering alcoholic, 26 years sober. I've been released. I've been traded. I've been fired. There's a lot that's happened, but I've learned from it. I've learned from it all, and I decided at one point in time in my life that I wasn't going to feel sorry for myself. I was going to make some lifestyle changes. I was going to make some mental changes, the way I looked at things. And, you know, I've been blessed in a wonderful way since those things started happening 26 years ago. I rededicated my life to Christ and I got sober. And it's been an amazing ride since then. And Pittsburgh was a big part of a love fest that my family and I had, you know, with everybody there for almost 9 years. And it wasn't just on the baseball field. It was in the community. It's a wonderful city. People got big hearts. They roll their sleeves up. They go to work. Your word's good. Your handshake's real. So we look forward to coming back, Carl and I, this weekend.
Amen. And after being, you know, unceremoniously dismissed, you learn lessons and you share those with everybody. But yet, I hope never for a moment did you doubt that the fan base here, I mean, you're on full scholarship with us in Pittsburgh, Clint. You just are.
It was a very warm reception when I went back, you know, with the Colorado Rockies for the weekend. It wasn't so nice on the field because I don't think we scored a run. We might have scored one run the entire three-game series over the weekend. That pitching staff was incredible. But the love and support that I felt before the games, after the games, in the clubhouse, from a lot of the staff that still works at PNC Park. And, yeah, it's special, man. I'll never forget my time in Pittsburgh, and I'll forever, forever be thankful and grateful to the fan base and the organization. I'm proud to have been a Pittsburgh Pirate, and I was proud to have been your manager.
Well, as you know, back at you from everybody I know, appreciates the work you did here. That said, I want people to understand that you created this chain of people who follow your daily affirmations and encouragement and the things that you have done. And I understand that started with a very small group actually in Colorado, if I remember correctly.
You remember correctly. I was asked to do a leadership meeting, just a leadership get together twice a month with 12 people that were picked within the organization. Kelly McGregor, the team president at the time, asked me to lead this leadership group. When we pick a topic, we'd have a 30-minute talk, share, 15 minutes for questions, and I would print out comments or notes at the end of it and text them to everybody, just kind of a recap. At the bottom of it, I put, make a difference today, love, Clint. Well, I got fired 2 months into the season. The group stopped, but a lady reached out to me over the All-Star break, one of the people in the group, and said, hey, how you doing? I said, well, it's the All-Star break, and I've never had one of these off in a long time. She goes, well, I'm not doing so well. I loved our group. I loved our meetings. I haven't heard from you in 2 months. And you wrote, make a difference. Love, Clint. I don't think you're making a difference in my life anymore. And I'm not so sure you love me. How about that for a reality check?
Wow.
And then I said, okay. I talked to Carla and she says, what are you going to do? And I took a walk and I put some thoughts together. I says, you know what? I'll just start sending them out from afar. Wherever I'm at, I'll start sharing them. So it started with 12 people and it's up over 8,000 people now. I send out a daily email of encouragement, a daily devotional, and you can get on that list. It's free. It's at clinthurdle.com. All you got to do is type that in your browser. That'll take you to the page. Put in your address, your email address, select what you might want, either both or one, and you'll start receiving them.
Hurdleisms, wit, and wisdom from a lifetime in baseball. Do you have a favorite? I remember, Clint, interviewing Smokey Robinson and all the music that he produced, right? And I made the mistake of asking him, do you have a favorite? He goes, oh, Larry, that's an impossible question. But, is there one that really resonates with you that stick? And there's so many great ones in the book.
Well, the one that I continue to revisit probably, you know, weekly, daily, is Be Where Your Feet Are. There's so many times in life that, you know, if I'm having a conversation, I wasn't really listening. I was waiting to reply. I was in the presence of somebody, but I really wasn't because I was thinking about a lineup that I was going to put out later that day. Just to be where your feet are, to be appreciative of what you have right now today. You can't do anything about yesterday, and you don't even know if you're going to get to tomorrow. So it's plant yourself where you are, be present for the people you're in front of, and make that person that's in front of you right now the most important person in your world.
Boy, that's great advice. And one of my favorites, along with that, Clint, is shower well. Please share what that means, because I think it has a big impact on everybody.
Well, you know, we have days that are hard. Life's hard. And, you know, the flat tire on the way to work, the rejection letter from, you know, a job interview you went to, a firing, an illness, a sickness. There's so many things that happen during the day. And one of the comments I had shared with our team president in Colorado at the time was, we were in a bad place. Kind of like the second halves of both season in Pittsburgh in 11 and 12. We started off so good and things just got hard. And he would come down. I thought he was going to, you know, read me my rights. But he goes, Clint, can I sit down and chat with you a minute? I go, yeah. He goes, it may take a few minutes, but I got a question. He goes, I watch the preparation. I listen at the team meetings. I listen as you guys go over the opposing team. He goes, everything's in a good place, and then the game gets in the way. I go, Kelly, you're exactly right. He goes, what's your message to the guys to keep them optimistic when everything's going wrong around you and you're trying to do everything right beforehand? I said, I just remind at the end of the night, shower well. Get everything that happened to you during the day off of you. Because you're going home to your wife or your kids or a friend, or you're going home to your own space, but you're going home. It's a time to rest and relax. There's nothing you can do about what just happened. But what you can do is get some time down.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Clear your mind. Wake up the next morning. You got a fresh start. Just shower it all off. Shower well. That's really where it came from.
Heard Elism's wit and wisdom from a lifetime in baseball, from cover boy on Sports Illustrated to back in the Berg, 2-4 Sunday at the Heinz History Center and at the Steelers-Packers game. Hope to see you there. Clint, always great to catch up. God bless you, brother. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Larry. You're a good friend. You're a good man. I appreciate everything you do.
You got it. The great Clint Hurdle. I can listen to that kind of just wisdom, Paul, all day.
I'd like to hear him speak at a seminar or a conference and for hours.
He's very engaging and he's very real. You know, he's very open about the downsides of things that have happened in his life and how he's turned it around. And he's happily in a good place.
It's great to see him doing well.
And it's great to have him back in the Berg. Download the free Audacy app, AUDACY, and you can listen back 24 hours, or go to our KDK Radio website where we have episodes, they call them now, of different guests that we have. Clint Hurdle, who we just had a moment ago.
Oh, so you could go back and just find that alone by itself.
Yes.
Okay.
Aaron, our producer, puts these together every day, and thank you for that, Aaron. You never met Clint Hurdle, but I think you can tell just from our conversation.
Yeah, great. Amazing guy.
Yeah, I mean, it motivates you because I think a lot of people go through the mornings and you have whatever's weighing on you. You think it's only you to some degree, right? And then somebody like Clint comes along and has had issues that for many people maybe exceed what they're dealing with. And think, well, he's okay. He found a way.
I think the great message that he passes along is that life happens to us all randomly, and sometimes it's fair and sometimes it's not fair. Sometimes you get the breaks and sometimes you don't. What matters is how you respond.
Yep. That's it.
I love when he said his dad told him the only thing that's fair is what's between the white lines.
Exactly.
In baseball.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. And I think, Aaron, the other thing that, you know, makes Clint Hurdle a superstar still in Pittsburgh is that he was the skipper when the Pirates were really flying for 3 years. He visited the studio one time, and there was a line of people waiting to get his autograph here in the radio station.
Gosh.
How often does that happen?
We've had a lot of famous people here over the years, you know, between us and the Fan and Y108 and the music station, Star 100.7, Whammo. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith was another one that drew a lot of attention. PJ got the stand next to him at the urinal. That was his excitement, our boss.
Well, there's a little fact I didn't know about until now. Yeah.
But you're right, Paul, when Clint came to visit, and he was still manager of the Pirates, they had to open our Bowser performance area, and it was packed. And everyone wanted to see him, talk to him, shake his hand, get his autograph. So that's pretty cool.
Golden times.
So imagine if he's at the Penguins game and they show him like they did the Steelers.
Yeah.
You think he'll get a warm reception?
Just a nice one, right?
And then same thing when people see him at the Steelers game on Sunday night. But again, if you want to see him, 2 to 4 Sunday afternoon at the Heinz History Center. Hurdleisms is his book. What else is going on? Coming up, we're going to talk to Christine, Marty's wife. Christine is doing something I think you guys will find very fascinating. She got the call up for a particular thing that she's going to be doing. We'll talk about that with her.
When you say call up, what does that mean?
She was asked to be the MC of an extraordinary event.
Oh, great.
I'll let her tell you. But she'll be joining us next. 925 at KDKA. I had an uncle, Uncle George, my dad's brother, used to say things that remind me of hurdleisms, only they were a little twisted. Like, never be scared of being afraid. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville.
Kind of like Yogi Berra.
Yes. I love it. They say nobody goes to that restaurant anymore. It's too crowded.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, the Yogi Berrisms are extraordinary. How about 90% of this game is half mental? Oh, and there's more. Anyway.
Okay, we should maybe have you do some of those for traffic, because this has been pretty deep this morning, and we continue to have traffic troubles, guys. Southbound 79, you need to leave extra travel time. We have a car fire, and this is just south of the Warrendale exit, just south of the very busy I-79 with Cranberry Interchange. That's where you find the delays, up by 228 on southbound 79. Getting past this, at times there will be heavy restrictions and closures on that road as crews deal with this car fire, and it looks like an accident as well. We have some heavy traffic due to construction on the turnpike. If you're heading westbound toward the Route 18 Beaver exit, do make sure you leave some extra travel time there. Parkway West slows at the top of the hill. Parkway East lines up at Wilkinsburg. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM at AM 1020 KDKA.
You guys want a couple more Yogi Berrisms? I had to look them up. Oh, they're tremendous.
Oh, man, we could be on the air for another hour and not exhaust them.
Yeah, his most famous, I think, is "It ain't over till it's over." But here's one. If you don't know where you're going, this is a good one for Ellen, too, being traffic. If you don't know where you're going, you'll end up someplace else. We made too many wrong mistakes. How about this one? When you come to a fork in the road, take it. And yeah, you're right. We could be here all morning. But one final one from Yogi Berra. It's like deja vu.
Yeah. Of the fun things. Because that is Shady Side. And I wanted to highlight that because I happened to be there last night. My own kids actually took me there to dinner for my birthday. And
where'd you go?
We went to Mercurio's, which I had never been to, but the girls have been many times and absolutely loved it. And I was so excited to try it. And it absolutely lived up to the expectation and the high billing. It was fantastic. It's pizza, very, you know, authentic Italian style in the brick oven. And it was so delicious. Absolutely worth the wait because they don't take reservations. But this guide has so many fun things to do. And, you know, while I was there, we stopped at Kawaii Gifts, which, trust me, if your kid is into any of these Japanese toys, they are going to go head over heels about this store. My girls loved it. They've also got some really other fun stores that I hadn't been to Shadyside in a while, but there's a lot of new places that weren't just like the national chains. So they have this great store called Amazing Books and Records. They've got a variety store. So a lot of fun things for kids and families to enjoy, as well as all the amazing restaurants. Like I said, Mercurio's, there's Girasole's, there's Pamela's, there's more on the list. So check out our guide.
Check out Shadyside. All right, simple ways to encourage your kids to become avid readers.
You know, I loved what they said in this story about reading on kidsburg.org. They said reading is a superpower. And I think that's so true because we don't think about all the other benefits that come with reading. But first of all, it improves kids' literacy. It helps them do well in school in so many ways you don't even realize because it's kind of indirect. So this is, you know, they don't have to just read the books that they're reading for school. If they're reading just on a regular basis, they're going to be learning so much. And it takes you to new places. It teaches you about different people, gives you ideas of how different people think. It's just so important. And so they have some really simple ways to help your kids get excited about reading and hopefully become avid readers for their lifetime. But the number one thing is to be consistent when they're young and just read together every day. And it can just be 5 minutes. That's all it takes. But if you do it consistently, it becomes a normal thing. It becomes a habit. Some of the other things are being a role model yourself in reading. You know, maybe you're reading on your laptop or your iPad and they don't know that's what you're doing. Tell them, hey, I'm reading the newspaper. Hey, I'm reading a book or whatever it may be. I'm reading a, you know, an article. Have books in your home available for your kids and for yourself and get a library card. If you haven't been to the library in a long time, it has changed so much. You can order your books online. They'll bring them in from all over the region for you and have them ready to go. They don't charge fines like they used to and you only get it for a week. Now, you know, you can keep it for weeks as long as no one else wants it. And they're like, hey, just keep it. If you're enjoying it, keep it. So it's just, they make it so easy for you now at the library. And the biggest resource is librarians. I mean, they're going to help you find books your kids are going to love. So take advantage of it.
I haven't been for a while, but I hear it's amazing the changes that have been made.
Yeah.
They've redone a lot of libraries around the region.
Well, and I didn't even get into the non-reading related things that libraries are doing now. I mean, they really are community hubs. But as someone myself who regularly uses a library, like just yesterday, I got two books from the library. You know, it really has changed. You can even get books on tape on the library from the library. So maybe you want to be listening to a book in the car with your kids. You know, maybe that makes a fun time for you guys. If you maybe it's too hard to like read out loud or you can't find that time, use the time in the car to follow a book along.
Kidsburg.org. Thank you, Christine. Are you staying around?
I am. I'll be here with Marty from 10 to 11.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.